Today I want to speak about a meditation method that's really great, and I want to go into how you do it and why you should do it. So the meditation method, you might have heard of it, it is called do nothing meditation. It is not exactly like Zen meditation, but it has a lot of that same vibe to it, you could say. But do nothing meditation is a little bit more technical, you could say. So while you are sitting down to meditate and you hear that term, okay, I'm going to do nothing, you may start to wonder, how am I actually going to do that? It won't be so easy, because the more subtle your awareness gets, the more obvious it becomes how you are still doing something. So one way to recognize that what you are doing in the do nothing meditation actually works is by a sense of happiness, of peacefulness emerging, of quietness. It is when you disengage over and over and over again from the story of your mind, from the story that your thoughts are telling you, from getting sucked into thinking, into daydreaming, into doing something. The more you disengage from that, and yes, on one level you could say that's still doing, but we will get to that. The more you do that, the more your mind will naturally become very peaceful. And this is actually very pleasant. So another way to ask, how am I going to do this do nothing meditation, is to reframe it and say, how can I make it more enjoyable, more peaceful? Because the answer to that question will oftentimes be the same as to the question of how am I going to do nothing, which is to disengage from whatever arises in the mind, to kind of take away the energy from all of that. So it's not paying attention, not restricting consciousness around certain things. So it's constantly about, how can I open up this space of awareness? Where do I have some pinch points where it's like, where it feels restricted? Maybe that's related to some feelings in the body or emotions or some stories that the mind tells you. So asking, how can I make this more enjoyable, is actually a good way to do less, to arrive at an idea of what it means to do less, because it's not so obvious. It's like you sit there and it's like, okay, I'm doing nothing. But then you rest in that for a while, and then your awareness gets a little bit more subtle and you realize, oh, I'm still doing something. I'm doing something. My attention is shifting from here to there. But the less you do, the more settled your awareness will naturally become. And it will at first settle on something. Usually that's like the breath, or just an open awareness where there's breathing happening, where there are the sensations of the body. But it will be less focused, less. It will be a natural abiding. It will be a natural awareness of those things, instead of concentrating hard on them in order to eliminate distractions, in a way of focusing so that you are not getting distracted, trying to not get distracted. So it's doing less means disengaging over and over again from those stories that the mind tells you. And that will be inherently very enjoyable. It will lead to places in experience that you could call deep peacefulness. And it will feel like you arrived at a point that your soul wants to drink from. It's like you are in these states of, oh, this is so peaceful, this is so enjoyable, it's so quiet, and it's like a natural focus, a natural dropping into that, because you want to drink kind of this beautiful nectar this result of your meditative practice. And that will be a less fabricated state, a less constructed, less mentally active state. So it is, in a sense, the journey to doing nothing that goes through progressive stages of doing less. You cannot, and that will become quite obvious quickly, you cannot jump directly into doing nothing. It will be a progressive practice of doing progressively less, of fabricating less. The mind will fabricate less through the process of you disengaging from its ways to fabricate reality over and over again. You kind of take you take away the energy from those mental processes, and over time they will die down, and that can lead to doing nothing. But paradoxically, the do nothing meditation at first is kind of tricky and requires a lot of subtlety and requires a shift in your attention from time to time, or it requires this disengagement from putting energy into things, into thoughts. So that could be called an activity, a doing, but the more subtle you get, you will realize that you can even disengage from that process of doing less, and yeah, you will get an intuitive feeling on where consciousness wants to settle on deeper and deeper levels of less fabrication. And those deeper levels of less fabrication will inherently feel very beautiful. And I think that also covers the reason why you as a meditator should do the do nothing technique, because it leads to those beautiful insights, beautiful states that can retransform the way you look at reality in a way that is transformative to how you experience your daily life. And that is the important thing to judge your practice against. Is it positively influencing my life? Is it positively changing how I relate to other people? How I perceive certain situations? How much do I suffer? And while it may at first seem not very connected to be in those deep meditative states that are very beautiful, and when you get triggered in your daily experience by certain conditions, it will over time really increase your capacity to use those same skills in daily experience. And those skills are the ability to rest in those beautiful states, to disengage energy, or to not put energy onto those troubling thoughts and emotions, not to play out the stories that are creating suffering over and over again. And you can only do that when you have rested and experienced those very deeply beautiful states for a very long time, so that you are able to like tap into them by memory, kind of, by, okay, there is this storm that I recognize is coming, and while it's happening, I can rest in this open, beautiful space of awareness where there is no resistance to that thing that would give it energy and would be painful. The pain is in the resistance to the experience, to the thought, to the emotion. And in disengaging from that over and over again, as practice in meditation, will yield those beautiful results for your life. And that is my take on the do nothing meditation. Try it out. It is very subtle. If you have questions about that, you can also send me a message. You can go to my website, contact me for coaching sessions if you want to. It's a great way, I think, to get something back and support this channel, support these videos. And thank you for watching. See you in the next video. Goodbye.